Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Baruch Ben Mirmi, Chafig, what's with that? Yehudis Basia, Naomi's, Naomi, Hanagibba Bas Naomi Eliz, B'sar Shachalei Yisrael, Nishma Sinar Zester Bas Rav Shmuel, the Gemara in Mesechus Bava, in Mesechus Nidorim, and the Zayin Abad Aleph says, Intim Tzilam Yeshiyad Litztaka, Denek Yishlamechtze, Hefkum Yamrinin Hemet Tztaka, The Gemara is wondering about various dinim. Because yad, if a partial lashon works, if a partial lashon counts as a complete lashon, and so we want to know here. The Gemara is asking about staka. So earlier in the Gemara had said about staka that it's mukash to karbanos. It's equated to karbanos because it says beficha. There it's talking about the acher. So the Gemara says here, if you want to say there is yad letztaka, if a partial lashon works for tztaka, because ein hekesh lamechza, because there's no partial hekesh, once we have a hekesh, one hekesh from tztaka to neder, so then it's lagamre, from tztaka to karbanos, so then it's lagamre mukash, and therefore there is a yad. Or maybe shine it tztaka, and then we say, so if you say that for tztaka, ein hekesh lemechtza, you can equate it to karbanos, and therefore there is a yad, hefker miyamrin and hanut tztaka. Do we say that hefker and tztaka are the same thing? And just like there is a yad for tztaka, there is also a yad for hefker. And Gemara says the other side is that no, for tztaka there's a yad, and for hefker there isn't. And what's the difference between them? The difference is that stuck is only for aniyim. And hefker is bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. It works for both aniyim and ashirim hefker, so you can't compare the two. So we'd like to discuss the union of hefker. The Rambam says hefker, alpha b'shein or nether, where k'mo nether shos olachzeh, where hefker, even though it's not a nether, it's like a nether that you're not allowed to retract from it. And the Yuri says that the mark of the Rambam is an hour sugya, that it says in our sugya that hefker is the same as staka, says the Meiri, and therefore it's like a nether with respect to the fact that you can't retract. And Gedalia Machabrim, the Rambam, Taka writes it in Hilchos Nedarim that hefker is like a nether. Frekta Meiri, that in the Gemara, this suffix, if hefker is the same as staka, meaning is it a nether like staka, or it's not like staka, is a suffix. Gemara has a suffix about this. So how can the Rambam say definitively that hefker is a nether like staka is a nether? The Gemara has a suffix about it, so how does the Rambam know for sure? We also have to understand in the Rambam that it says, even though it's not a nether, if you shen a nether, reu kemo nether. It's like a nether. So you see that it's similar to a nether, but it's not mamish a nether. The Shaila then becomes, what does the Rambam mean when he says that it's not, that it's like a nether, but it's not mamish a nether? What does that mean? It's like a nether, but it's not mamish a nether. So what is Pshat in that? So we'd like to understand the Rambam, but hefker being like a nether, where the Rambam gets it from, and what does it mean? It's like a nether, but it's not mamish a nether. Tshuvas Levi Kiva Eger and Tshuva Kuf Mem Hei, he brings down what another Rav suggested, that by hefker, by selling, you can have, today it's yours, and it's, the payers are yours after Misa. The goof is yours today, and the pears are yours after Misa, but not by hefker. By hefker, you can't say that. Because Hefker says this rub is like Shemitah. And Shemitah is Mufkar to everybody. So therefore, it has to be, once you're Mafkir, it can't be that the Hefker is the goof today, and then the parents are Hefker, the Achar Misa. Because Hefker says this rub, and the Chudas Rebbe Kivager is like Shemitah. It's like Shemitah's Hefker for everybody. It's a free-for-all. So too, when it comes to... just like Shemitah is a free-for-all, so too Hefker is a free-for-all. So Hefker has to be Hefker Gamor, just like Shemitah is Hefker Gamor. But Rebbe Kivager doesn't agree. He says it's Mestaber that... whatever you can buy and sell, you can also be mafkir. And if you can sell the goof today in the Paris Lachar Misa, so the same applies to Hefker. And you can say today the goof is Hefker, and then Lachar Misa, the Paris are Hefker. There also, Rebbe Kivager asks, on Hefker Lizman, Shidino Shim Mishu Zachaboy, Emsa Zman Zachaboloilan. As soon as Mafker Lizman, for a specific amount of time, the din is that Zachar forever has that Shaykh, since self, the Hefker is only Lizman. So, Marina Rabbeinu Rabbi Abzitzal explains as follows to explain this in him. But it's clear that Hefker is not just a chalois of Hefker's bailus, because according to Beis Shammai, Hefker is only for the Aniyim, not for the Ashir. And if Hefker is just Hefker's bailus, how does it be Mafker only to Aniyim? If the bailus goes away, Memela, it's Hefker also to Ashir. So it can't be Hefker's bailus, otherwise it wouldn't be possible that it's only for the Aniyim. It's Hefker's bailus, I mean the removal of ownership. It can't be complete removal of ownership, because then it wouldn't be Shaykh to be only for Aniyim and not for Ashir. And even according to Beis Hillel, hold that you have to be Mafker for Aniyim and Ashir, nevertheless, Tyson get right up from Zion. In the name of the Rishalmi, the Rabbi Yechanan holds that a person can be mafkered only for Jews. And if so, even according to the Basil, it's not shaykh to say that it's only Hefker's bailus, because if so, it's not shaykh that it should be only for the Jews. And there's also muchach from the fact that the shaykh to have Hefker Lizman. And if somebody is Zerich B'Zerich Lizman, it's Shalah Zerich L'Oila. And if he's not Zerich B'Zerich Lizman, then it's Chazig Del Shalah Mafkir Shebeke B'Tchiva. If he's not Zerich B'Zerich Lizman, then it becomes the mafkirs. So if we say that Chalais Hefker is Chalais Hefker's bailus, so then, he's mafkir something, it never comes back to him. Mispakeh ba'lusu l'gamah, the bailus completely goes away. So we can't say we call hani taimeh, for all these reasons, we can't say that hefker is hefker's bailus. So it would seem from this that hefker is a specific chalois that's learned from Shmit. It says, Tishmetenu Pashta, we pass him like this hill, we have to be mafkir for name for Hashem like Shmitah. So on the Gedder and the Chalais Hefker would appear based on what we Rabbeinu spoke about elsewhere in the chilik between Hakana and Hekdesh. Because it says in the Gemara in Bava Kama that Samachesam at base that Ishki Akdesh is base of Kodesh, plus it says, my base is Shlav Kol Shalayim. And it says, the person's Makdesh is his house, just like his house is his, only that he could be Makdesh. So to only things that belong to him, he could be Makdesh. So you see, without a Pasuk, a person could be Makdesh, a house that's not his. As mevo'am, shebeli ha'pasuk, haya yachol lahakdish bayit shein ashram. We need a special pasuk to say that it has to be his. Without a pasuk, could be able to be makdish, even a bayis that's not yours. The pasuk says to you, the bayis has to be yours. Without the pasuk, could you even be makdish a bayis that's not yours? What's the pshat? Can you give me moicher something that's not yours? How can you be makdish? What's the happening to be makdish something that's not yours? So it appears the chilek is, that akhna is a chalos bin the moment shalachet. So we're relating to the moments. And memela, you can only be makna where you have moments, where it's your moment. Ashenke in hektesh, hektesh is not din moments. Hektesh is a chalos in the etzim achefetz. Hektesh takes effect on the object itself. The very object changes from a chefetz of chulim to a chefetz makudish. So by hakhna, there's no shinu in etzim achefetz if it's shaft ruvin or shimon. Vachol shinu is linyan adin moment. Who it belongs to, but this is subject to much discussion. Not for now. Akopanam point is mahalach. The hekdesh, there's a change in the etzem achepetz, but not by hakna. So the gabi etzem achepetz, no chilek between the bailus and anybody else, since the bailus is only in Mamshal Chepetz, Lulagabe Chepetz Atzma. And therefore, if there's a din, the parish is hektish, that a person can be makdish, without the pasuk of Ishki Yakdish, there's basic kodesh, there'd be no chilik between the Bailim and somebody else, and somebody else could also be makdish. And therefore, we have a pasuk that tells us that only the Bailim can be makdish this Chepetz. Only the Bailim can be makdish this Chepetz. That's the chiddush. Otherwise, you would say anybody can do it, because it's not to do with the mamonis. It's a din in the etzem ha-chefetz, so why can't anybody do it? It doesn't have to do with whether or not you own it. It's a kamash on the pasuk. You have to own it in order to be makdish. So according to this, it would appear that even hefker is a chalois in the etzem ha-chefetz. Because hefker is a chalois from the parish of Shvius, and that's a din in the etzem ha-chefetz, and memela, hefker is a chalois in the etzem ha-chefetz. So according to this, it would appear that we can answer the kash of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why is hefker different than hakno? That guf mehayom uperes lachar misa, that by haknah that the issue is with regard to the union of mammon. So then you can be mechalik and say that as far as the guf hachefetz goes, it's hefker now. And as far as the haknah goes, as far as the guf hachefetz now, it's acquired to the other guy. And as far as the peris is only lachar misa, so you can be mechalik. Hashenkin behefker is a chalos and etzem hachefetz. So, there's no chiluk. In other words, the chayfetz either is sold, either is hefker, it's not hefker. It is hefker, it's not hefker. So mamela, if it's hefker, it's hefker for both the goof and the parrot. If it's not hefker, it's not hefker for both the goof and the parrot. You can't be mechalik. When it comes to mamonis, you can be mechalik. And you can say, this part belongs to me, that part belongs to you. But when it comes to, because that's a din of the mamonis, it's my mamonis, so I can decide how this mamonis is going to be split up. When it comes to hefker, hefker is a din and the etzem hachefetz. So it is hefker, it's not hefker. It is ownerless or it's not ownerless. The goof and the parrots can't be mischalik. When you have hefker lizman, it's not a chilik in the chefetz, it's a chilik in the zman. So based on this, for enfer, so that answers the first kashya of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that we have to understand the chilik between hefker and mechir and matana. Why mechir and matana? You could be mechalik between the goof and the parrots. And by hefker you can't, because hefker is a chalos and etzem hachefetz, and mechir matan arna. And therefore you can be mechalik between the goof and the peiros. And also for the second kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the hefker lezman has a shayit, that if he's mafker lezman, the zeicha is zeicha la'olam. Because the gabi kinyanim, which is a chalos and in a moment of the chefetz, there we can say, di mar lav mar. And if so, im yesh larak l'kinyan lezman, so the meila that the inyan mammon is mischalik, and the guf nisher shel baal kinyan aguf, hashenkin behefker shu chalos be'etzem hachefetz, sham abira shebesoich hazman ha bechalos hefker gomer. So when it comes to kinyanin, that's a chalos in the inyan mammon shel hachefetz. So there we have a klal that if it belongs to Reuven, it doesn't belong to Shimon, and if so, if he only has a kinyan lizman, so male the inyan mamon is mischalik, and the goof remains shalbal kinyan aguf. It's only going to be his for a certain amount of time, and the goof remains shalbal kinyan aguf, and then it goes back to the bal kinyan aguf. Hashenkin behefker was lachalos and etzem hachefetz. So the biurish of the seich hazman have a chalos hefker gam and come over hefker oylam. The hefker is a hefker oilam. Because like we said, b'etzem hachefetz, you can't be mechalik. Which is the chilek being hefker oilam, hefker lizman, is only in the hemshech of the chalois. The hefker oilam is loilam, and hefker lizman is only lizman. But in the etzem hachefetz, there's no difference. And therefore it's pashut that if a person zoich on the hefker b'seich hazman, the chefetz is forever. It's b'seich hazman, it's hefker gomer. When it comes to kinyanim b'seich hazman, it's not a kinyan gomer, therefore it's not a kinyan loyla. And Shenkin, when it comes to hefker, b'seich hazman, it's a hefker gomer. And Melo, when someone else is zeicha, it's a kinyan loyla. And we see this gan kain, the gabe hektich, the vosh writes in Dara Malagilian, the Dafchov Tesson and Aleph, Shem hiktish behem le'oyla, l'amid yom, l'achal l'amid yom shlamim, that if a person's makdish of the him is an oila, the 30 days, and after 30 days, shlamim, if the carbon was nifta, so the damim are dmei oila, the oila, not only until 30 days, but it's dmei oila la'ilam. We have to understand, wait a second, ala behema chaldu oila rak lamed yom, ala behema, it only dechalais oila for 30 days. And after 30 days, it turns to a shlamim. So why should the mamin? Be it may oil alaylam, if someone's parted with the money is may oil alaylam. How can that be? So the answer is, based on what we said, gevaldik. Since chalais hekdesh chol b'chefetz atzmai, b'chefetz atzmai no mischalik. So within 30 days, the chalais gomer of hekdesh, because chalais hekdesh chol b'chefetz itself, and b'chefetz itself can't be mischalik. However, there's a hakbala on the hemshech hekdesh. The hekdesh of all is only going to be for 30 days. So the gabbai pigeon, the rosh holds, that it's chal only by etzem hakedusha, not by kolas hazman. As when you're poided, it's chal on the etzem hakedusha. And etzem hakedusha is an oila. So the male is kedusha so oila oila. The damim is male oila. The etzem chayfetz is only until 30 days. But it's 30 days in oila gomer. And the male, if you're poided, this object, this by name within 30 days. So the rush holds that the 30 days is only chalagabi, that the pigeon is only chalagabi etzem hakedusha, and alagabi have gabalas his man. And mainly etzem hakedusha kedusha soila, and the pigeon is loyla. The pigeon loyla is loyla, and after this money, it's going to be the meyola loyla. And according to this, we understand very good what the Rambam holds that hefker is b'din neder, and that's because the shaychus habaylam lachef is directly in mamon shavosh. B'zeish looking in mamon. Moshe Biarnu, that the Rambam holds that Hefker is Midin Neder, that's because the Shaychus of the Bailam to the Chayfetz is only in a Mammon Shibbol, that he has a Kinyan Mammon, but in the Netzim HaChayfetz is no Chila between him and anybody else. The Shaychus of the Bailam to the Chayfetz is only in Mammon, not in the Netzim HaChayfetz, like we explained about Hekdesh, that Hekdesh is about the Etzim HaChayfetz, and anybody can be Makdesh in theory without the Pesach. And because of this, the Gabi Etzim HaChayfetz is called Bailus isn't effective, doesn't help, doesn't do anything. And that he can make a chalos netzim chayfetz like hekdesh, that's only midin neder. Gabi neder, the chalos is chal, mitzara koyach neder, vagabra rak oisa neder. Elisha Torah, masa rakla bailam akoyach lasis a neder. Only the bailam has the koyach to make the neder. And then the neder is chal and the etzim chayfetz. Because of this, gabi hefker, since it's a chalos and etzem achayfetz, the meila should start with a din neder. And that's what the Rambam says, that hefker is midin neder. So again, what is hefker? Hefker is a chalos and etzem achayfetz. In the meila, in theory, anybody can make the chalos and etzem achayfetz. The only thing is the Torah only gave the bailam the koch to make the neder. When we talk about a neder, the Torah only gave the bailam the koch to make the neder. And because of this, the gabei hefker, which is also a chalos and etzem achayfetz, is like neder is a chalos and etzem achayfetz. So to hefker is a chalos and etzem achayfetz. The mele, you need to come on to the din neder. Because neder, when you talk about haknah, the gabi inyan mamon sheva chayfetz, which relates to haknah, sheva tzimitzada parasha shel akinyanim. There's no chalais hefkos habaylus, like we spoke about before. There were many writers that didn't have hefkos habaylus. So what is it? What is hefker? Hefker is a chalais misurim that's learned from Shemitah. It's chal on this object. And in theory, anybody could make this chalos. But just like by neder, we see that it's only the bailam. So to hefker, it's only the bailam. But the common denominator is it's a chalos and that's a machayfetz. Not like Abi the mamonis. Like we've been explaining all along. Hefker is a chalos, but if it was a chalos and mamonis, you could be machalic between the goof and the pears, the chulek. If you can, it's a chalais netzem achefetz. So for chalais betzem achefetz, that's din neder. That's the Rambam says that it's me din neder. So the Gabi Yetzim HaChefetz, his code of Bailos doesn't help. So not that he can make a Chalos and Yetzim HaChefetz like Hektish for Kiyotzebo, Zeu Rak Midin Neder. Because there's a special Torah, Koch, the Torah gave the Bailim to make the Neder, but it's not because of his Mominus that he has in it. Because it's not a Din in Mominus, it's a Din in Yetzim HaChefetz. And therefore, since it's not a Din in Hefker is not a din in mamanis, it's din betzim achefetz. Memela, it's bikoyach neder, not bikoyach as mamanis. Now there's also chalos netzim achefetz. But if this were true, then it's pashit that nobody else can be mafkir davashim shalo, and there's no pasuk on this. According to what we explained, that hefker is like hektish, that it's a chalos netzim achefetz, it should be like hektish. Just like Hekdesh without a pasuk, anybody could do it. So to a Hefker without a pasuk, anybody should be able to do it. And we know that's not true. It's only the Bible. In other words, by Hekdesh you need a special pasuk to say it's only the Bible. So, but Hefker we don't have such a pasuk. So why don't we say that by Hefker anybody could do it. If it's a Chalos and that's a Machiv. So that's what we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shem in the next shir. And this is part one, and it's beautiful to learn this Torah. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'li neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.